Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Gutierrez applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Gedman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heath out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gutierrez moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Gutierrez moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bhakti hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Lansford moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Gedman moves to third. Tom Tellman now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Stapleton scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Evans reaches second base with a double. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Mike Heath now playing right field. Mike Davis now playing center field. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Jim Rice. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Tony Armas. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Steve Lyons now playing right field. Rick Miller now playing left field. Reed Nichols now playing center fly. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Burtz is now pitching. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Marty Barrett pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Easler moves to third. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Barrett now playing second base. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to third. Bochy moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heath is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.